afternoon, I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 this time. And so I'm going to read verse 1 here of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Let's pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne, thanking you once again for this time that we have to open your word. And Lord, we do pray that you would speak to our hearts, and Lord, open up the scriptures to us, to our understanding, that we might, by faith, trust you in a greater way in your work and your will for our lives, that we might truly be found faithful when we see you face to face, Lord, that we would not have any regrets of wishing that we could have done more. And yet, Lord, we know that this is your work, and so we need you, Lord, and I pray that you would just place it upon each and every one of our hearts, that every morning when we start the day, be reminded of how much we need you and to call upon you to guide us, that we would not neglect such a great salvation that you've given to us, but that we would enjoy our relationship with you and the promises that you've promised to us and given already. Teach us, Lord, how to walk in those truths, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The title of the message simply is, "We have a building of God," right? A building that God has given to us. And so we're just going to look at two truths here this afternoon. And we have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That's the first truth. The second one is God has also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. These are two truths that are found right here in the Word of God. And by the way, listen, this is for us to enjoy. So enter, boy, I tell you what, I never want to preach at people. I want to preach for the glory of God and for the blessing of God's people, right? I don't want to preach at people. Listen, God is the only one that can straighten us out. That's not my job. So don't ever think, oh, the preacher's straight. I can't. Listen, I want you to know something. I can't straighten my own life out. I can't. My life is a mess without the Lord. Isn't that the truth? All of our lives are a mess without the truth. We're on the same team, and that's for the glory of God. And that's God's plan, not mine. Was it my idea? Was it yours? I'm going to put a group of people together, and they're going to represent my body. Whose idea was that? That was the Lord's. Some are going to be the toes on the feet. Some are going to be the fingers on the hands. Some are going to be the eyeballs, the ears, the nose, all these different things. But you know, everything works together for the unity of the body. Amen? My person, right, your person, would not enjoy touching things, right, tasting things that were good, if they didn't function, if they didn't work right. Does that make sense? If our eyes didn't work right, or if our ears didn't hear right, and I'm having a little trouble with both, but they don't work as good as they used to. But when everything is functioning in order properly, we enjoy all the experiences, right? We feel a touch through our hands, we see through our eyes, hear through our ears. And so this is the importance of the body being united in the Lord Jesus Christ, working together so that it can function to the glory of God. God is not the author of schisms or divisions in the body. So this is important. So we look at these truths for ourselves personally, but then also how these truths not just bless us, but plant us together in this body here, this local New Testament church called Northwood Baptist Church that we are a part of, right? So let's consider this here. We have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And this is really the confidence the believer can have because of God's work. So keep that thought in mind. Look at verse 1. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, our physical body, were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." So God wants us to have confidence because God has given to us this house. Amen? He's created it. The one that we have in store for us in the heavens that will never get sick, never grow old, will never have any aches or any pains. Is that exciting?
Yes.
I'm excited for that. No problems, no sickness, no death. I don't understand all of that. No night, no death. It would just be in before the Lord, and we thank the Lord for that. "For in this we groan earnestly." Again, this is God giving us this knowledge, "desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." So we will stand whole before the Lord, not naked and undone like those who will reject the Lord. We don't want anybody to reject the Lord. The Lord doesn't want anybody to reject him. But he is truly what love is all about. They, you know, people that don't know the Lord don't know the Lord and his love. And so they get mad at God, not realizing that he came to give us all a good thing, eternal life. We're already condemned. And yet they have all these ideas. Well, if God allows this to happen and if God allows that to happen, I can't serve such a God. You ever hear that kind of a statement? Can I tell you something? God is not doing any of those things. Everything that you see that is destructive comes from mankind and the devil himself. He is the author of destruction. He is the author of death, not the Lord. And God's come to give us life. So God has given to us this new body. And here's the thing. What if you were made to love somebody? Or would you want somebody to be made to love you? That's not real love, is it? You want somebody to love you because they love you, right? They can't even really tell you. Just, you know, there's an attraction there. There's a love there. And that's the way the Lord wants it with him. So if they don't want to love him, he doesn't want them. He does not force them to be with them. Unfortunately, the only thing that's outside of the presence of God is hell. And so they judge themselves, saying, I hate God so much. They're not thinking straight, I guess, why they do that. And so they've rejected the Lord, and so they wind up in this place called hell forever. I don't understand all of that, but praise the Lord, we don't have to face that because of what God has given to us. So he says, verse 3, if so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Have you ever thought about that, boy? I sometimes, you know, you say, oh, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. Oh, it would be so nice to have this behind us and to be forever with the Lord.
Amen.
And you ever think about that, like, at different times? And yet, God understands us. It's not that we don't appreciate and enjoy this life. It's just that this life is overwhelming at times, isn't it? Sometimes. And here's the beautiful truth. God understands that. He knows that. And then he gives us his perspective. It's just for a little while. It's just for a little while. And it is getting shorter, right? Did you ever think you'd be the age you're at now? Right? And here we are. And just yesterday, we were getting our driver's license. I don't know. You know, we were doing something, you know, in our youth, and we think, wow, you know. And anymore, when I look at people, like the dentist I went to, I thought, man, are you out of high school? You know? they get to be looking like they're younger and younger, and yet, you know, I'm thankful for their profession and for what they do. But I'm also reminded, I was there once too. And look how fast time goes. And one day, all of us, every single one of us, will be in eternity with the Lord that loves us and that we love because he first loved us. And then with all of our loved ones that have trusted the Lord, that have gone on before us, and we'll be looking back at this little, vapor of time, this little puff of air, smoke, that's here and gone, and we will truly understand all of the mercy and grace of God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So with that thought in mind, you know, let's give God our all.
Amen.
Let's give everything to the Lord, trusting in him. He wants us to occupy until he comes, but to keep him first in our hearts and in our minds, that we might honor him. And listen, he's got a plan and a will for each and every one of us. And if we will just seek him and say, Lord, guide me to understand you in my life and your will for me, because you love me and I can trust you in whatever you want to do with my life. I want to give it to you, Lord. And watch what God will do. So look at verse 5. He says, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. So here's the last thought here. God has given to us the earnest of the Spirit for the same purpose, for his honor and glory, our blessing. And so this is what the earnest of the Spirit can do, the potential that it can do for the believer that's been given to us. Verse 6, therefore we are always confident. So that's what the earnest of the Spirit wants to give us, confidence. Question, did Paul have this confidence when he even despaired of life? He did have that confidence. It didn't say he didn't despair of life, but he had the confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we are always, isn't that good? Therefore, because of God, because of the earnest of the Spirit, God can give us that confidence. So we can always be confident. Now listen, there are times I can't be confident, but if the Spirit is at work, the Bible, the Word of God, the knowledge of God, the truth of God is I can always be confident. If I'm yielded to the Lord, even though I'm going through difficulties, I can be confident of many things. I'm in His hands. Heaven is still my home. I'm still a child of the King. And He hasn't forgotten me.
Amen.
So, therefore, we are always confident knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Notice, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith, trust, right? Trusting in the Lord. We are confident. Again, He likes this confidence, doesn't He? We need the confidence. We are confident, verse 8, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I said that just a moment ago. Wouldn't you like just to be at home, you know, in heaven? And many people, I think, if not everybody, was not, yes, north and south. Anyway, so verse 9, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Right. We want to be accepted of the Lord.
Amen.
And then the last couple of thoughts here, verse 10 and 11, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive things done in His body according to that He hath done, whether it be good or bad. And this is the decider of what's good and bad, the Word of God. So let's look to the Word of God, and let's be careful not to do what we think, but to do what God has said. Amen? Listen carefully to that. I need to remind myself, be careful not to do what we think, but to do what God has said. Knowing, listen to this, therefore the terror of the Lord, we need to know, you know, God is very serious about His Son and the sacrifice and us as well. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness, right? So we, God knows our hearts and minds, whether we're truly, completely yielded to the Lord. And here's another thing. Lord, I need You to be completely yielded to You. I don't want to lean to my own understanding. Lord, I need You. And I want to be true to You. And in being true to You, I'll be true to others, won't I? And that's what it all boils down to. You know, God has called us to follow Him. So it's still a choice of love, isn't it? I follow the Lord. Why? Because I love You. I don't want to follow what I think. God doesn't think the way I think, does He? But He has guided us by His Word. So this afternoon, I want to. We have a building of God. Amen? Can anybody take that building away or destroy it? Nope. It's ours. It's waiting for us in heaven. But while we're in this tabernacle, let's seek the Lord. Amen? With all of our heart, mind, and soul. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank You for Your Word, the wisdom and the understanding that it brings into our lives. Lord, the knowledge that You give to us. And Lord, give us a heart to call upon You for the faith to trust You in all of these things that You've written in Your Word, that we might walk faithfully with You for Your honor and glory and our blessing, Lord, and also to the blessing of others. So build and bless Northwood for Your honor and glory, that we might be found faithful, Lord, when we see You face to face and hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we'll be careful to give You all of the praise on this side of eternity and then when we see You as well. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.